broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Good morning, Ben Crenshaw. Love your voice. And I should really tell you, and it says streaming live. It's at radiogolfclub.com/listen. But just go to radiogolfclub.com. And at the top, there's all those little places where you know, this and that and this and that. You just press the one that says listen, and then you can hear the show. Live streaming. Oh, you'd like to play a round of golf first. We've got a high surf advisory for the north and west facing shores, Niihau and Kauai, and the north facing shores of Oahu, Molokai, and Maui. It's going to be a sunny day mostly, with some rain on Kauai, isolated showers windward on Maui as well. The high today, 78 to 83, depending how high up you are. Trades are 5 to 15. Yes. Boy, it's been difficult. Did you feel lethargic for a couple of days there? Thought there was something wrong with you? I met a couple of people, including myself, wondering, goodness gracious, I haven't done anything and I can't do anything. It was simply the weather. So we're going to have some early morning land breezes and afternoon sea breezes. Always welcome any breezes. So your tee times, you've got a Volcano Golf Club where it's 56 degrees and 852 and 928. Makalei, 836, 912 and the 1052. Plus the bridal party is headed out at Makalei. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. Hey, there's a movie star. Movie star advisory. This is movie star and family, so don't approach. Poi Pu, they're going to be playing. I don't have the tee time, but I have a tee time if you'd like to play Poi Pu. 11 o'clock, 11:50, and at 12:30. Kauai Lagoons has an 8:48. Now on Oahu, hey, Pearl Country Club has a 9:08. Very unusual. Saturday morning, 9:08. Turtle Bay, 8:30, 9:16, 10:10. Royal Hawaiian Country Club, 8:40, 9:08. Eva Beach Golf Course has a 9. Bayview has an 8:50 and a 10:08. And I'm so sad Makaha East is still closed. All right, Wailea, 8:50 Gold. Emerald, 9:40, 12 o'clock. There's on the Blue Course an 11:20 and an 11:30 and an 11:50. And I've got to get to the Hot Irons. The Hot Irons are playing, that is, at Maui Nui. And there's a 10:48. We're going to be talking about the not-so-hot irons when the golf ball changes, probably. We've got a great lineup for you. Bob Bupka's joining us. Keith Hirschland, author, Murphy, and the Case of the Commission on Clichés. Where does he come up with these ideas? Steve DiMeglio. He's back from the Hero World Challenge. Of course, retired golf reporter. Today, he's battling cancer. What a guy. So strong. Max Novina, the director, the executive director of the Century, is going to be with us. And kicking it all off is Bob Herrig, senior writer, Sports Illustrated, right after this. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Pro Camera Hawaii. Quality cameras to capture the memories. Now in the Pro Kai Shopping Center. The Century officially kicks off the PGA Tour's 2024 season at Kapalua's Plantation Course, Maui, January 4th through the 7th. Aloha Power Equipment, your landscape superstore. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. We put power at your fingertips. The Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks, shopping centers, businesses, and hotels since 1939. Claude Brousseau, master teaching professional at the Wailea Golf Academy. The Aloha Section PGA, teach your children to play golf, the gift that lasts forever. And Sony Open in Hawaii PGA Tour Golf Tournament, starting January 8th through 14th, 2024 at the Wailea Country Club on the island of Oahu.
All right, let's bring in Bob Herrig, senior golf writer for Sports Illustrated, author of Tiger and Phil, Golf's Most Fascinating Rivalry. It's now out in paperback. Member of Golf Writers Association of America, welcome into the clubhouse.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. There's so much to talk about. I thought I would start with just something. Now, I don't think this is really news. I think it was kind of rumored to be happening, but it is definitely happening. Wells Fargo is giving up its sponsorship on the PGA Tour, that $20 million investment they were expected to make every year for a week-long tournament. Were you surprised?
No, not really. Actually, is more than that. I think it was $25 million. You typically pay more than what the purse is. So the purse is $20 million. So there's a lot of ways that the purse has come up with. It's not just the title. The tour pumps in money, too, that it gets from the TV deal. But still, there's other things. They pay for the TV production. There's engagement. They give money to the local organizers who run it. And it's got, these signature events have gotten expensive. The Century is $15 million, but the others are $20 million. And some of them have made huge leaps. They were just $8 or $9 million a couple years ago. And so if you were paying, if you had, Wells Fargo in 20, 21, 22, probably with the $9 million purse, they might have been on the hook for $13, $14, $15 million. To go to $25 million? For the same week, it's a big ask, and this is the problem the tour faces right now in trying to fight off, a rival. They've had to raise purses. I get it. They've tried to make it way better for the players and enticing not to go, but I think they've probably overextended themselves a bit, and now are finding out that it's going to be tough to meet some of these financial demands that they've now put in place.
Yeah, and imagine the consumer who knows that companies are shelling out all this money, and they're thinking, my money is probably part of it going into whatever fund they have, or it's not, but it just seems bad. I don't think it's good for the sponsors to be in that position to, hey, they put in $25 million just for a week of advertising. It doesn't make sense. Joe Ogilvy made a statement on Twitter, poor communication or a complete failure to communicate has lost more battles than a lack of ammunition. PGA Tour should be a case study. I thought, boy, that sums it up, doesn't it?
Yeah, the tour's taking a beating right now. The players are upset about the agreement that was done in secret. They don't really know what's going on with this next phase. They've just seen one of their biggest names jump over to LIV in Jon Rahm. I don't blame them for a little bit of, uneasiness here. Mm-hmm. And yet, I get that you can't negotiate in public either. So it's just a weird time. It's a difficult time. The fact that, this time of year, golf is so prominent when it's usually, nobody's even thinking about it, just shows you where we are. Look at what's all just come down. The ball rollback. Now you've got Rahm going to LIV. Are we going to have an agreement by the December 31st deadline? Are they going to extend it? If they do get an agreement, what's it going to look like? What will this new entity be? I ask that question all the time. It's monumental to think that you're going to put together this new for-profit entity with potentially hundreds of millions of dollars in investment from private equity companies who expect a return. What will it be? What do you do that brings you that? The players are supposed to get equity in it. Well, obviously that means they have to be part of it. They must be competing. Well, what is it? Will LIV be folded in? Will LIV be disbanded? Will there be some sort of secondary worldwide tour? There's the possibilities are amazing to think about, but making it work is really hard. And that's why I just wonder if there can even be a deal here in the next 2 or 3 weeks, because it just seems like it's so much to sort out.
Yeah, and where they're at is crazy. It's like they made that deal that August, what was it, August 6th or August 7th, when it was announced, and the players are like, oh great, we're not going to get sued anymore, oh good, we're making progress. Come to find out, it has nothing to do with anything. And I think Jon Rahm was one of those people who we thought was influenced by the lack of communication by the PGA Tour with the players about what's going on with this negotiation with the Saudi Arabia Public Investment Fund. Okay, but he comes back and says very sweetly that that really didn't have that much of an impact in his decision. And then I see a $1 billion compromise was on the table. And now Patrick Cantlay is in control. Hello, can we make some order? It's like everything's blowing up on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, Rahm did discount that. Like, I asked him, we had a conference call with him, a bunch of writers the other night, and I asked him that directly. Were you concerned about the direction of the deal, or are you doing this because you feel good about where it might go? And he completely dismissed it. He said, no, actually, I'm not really up on what's going on. I'd like there to be something worked out, but that didn't play a role in my decision. He also praised Rory and Tiger for their leadership and Cantlay. So he played nice. He did not make it about any sort of disdain at all. Now, whether or not that's completely true, it's quite possible that he did not want to go down that road. Your thing about the $1 billion, I mean, there's already been some pushback on Cantlay running things. They want to have a unified front. But there's some pretty good intel that the Saudis offered $1 billion. This is separate from their investment in the new company. $1 billion to basically kind of smooth over all the players who didn't go to live. And turn down big offers. And they turned it down? What?
Yeah.
I mean, like, that to me is wild. And if I'm a player who's not on the board and considered an offer and didn't go, I mean, like, you know, you can take care of a lot of people with $1 billion. Like, you might not be able to be handed out $100 million to people. But, like, if they were negotiating for $100 million, maybe you give them $50 million, because they didn't do anything. They just didn't go. Or maybe you give them $25 million. I mean, that's a pretty good consolation prize, And so to not accept that or maybe it's part of the negotiation, it will be. But on the surface, that's a weird one to me.
Yeah.
I think they're at the point now where, say what you want about Liv. I know there's a lot of angst about it. But does the tour want to risk losing more players? Do they want to? I think you have to get. Don't we want the game together instead of divided?
Yes.
And to get there, you're going to have to probably negotiate with them.
Yeah, a $1 billion equalization pool, right? I mean, and for the players to find out, some of the guys at 50 or, ranked 50 and below, that it's just weird. The whole thing doesn't make any sense to me. And maybe it's because we're just, all these little dribbles are coming out and we're not able to see because we're not being given any information. But as you said, they don't want to negotiate in public. And yet we have all of this public stuff. It's just, like in the story that you wrote with Sports Illustrated, the number wasn't final. Nothing was final, obviously, but that's where this was headed. A $1 billion equalization pool on top of the $2 billion PIF investment in the PGA Tour. That's incredible.
Yeah. And now remember that $2 billion investment would be in the new company. None of that money flows to PGA Tour Inc., which is the nonprofit.
Okay.
And that's where the tour is in a bind, because their nonprofit status, a private equity company can't profit off of investment. They can only sponsor. Now, I've always thought that if the PIF got into this, they would spend other money to sponsor as well. That might not be a title sponsor, but it could be a presenting sponsor. Aramco, which has a series of of events on the Ladies European Tour, some of their biggest, you know, it's really their biggest prize funds. Aramco is the Saudi oil company. It's like the most profitable country in the world. They love, they've used them to be a sponsor. Like, so you could maybe see that shifting over. Maybe they would, they put their investment in the new company, but they also help sponsor. I mean, an easy thing to do would be to have a pool for the signature events. You could do a points thing where you give bonuses for just the leader in those tournaments. And they could call it, you know, the signature event sponsored by, presented by Aramco.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And they could pump whatever they want into that. I mean, there's a lot of ways that that could be done. If you shut them out, then they're going to probably just kind of keep, you know, doubling down on LIV Golf and trying to make that a thing. And while I still question the viability of that, certainly domestically, it has a chance to be popular overseas. And, you know, I just, do you run the risk of losing, like, I don't know, like Ludwig Ober?
Yeah.
Or one of those guys down the road? You know, like, it just seems to me like you've reached the point where you probably better try to work something out and get everybody back together.
Yeah, yeah. And, well, let's see now. So we've got Tiger and who else is deep in the negotiations with this? Rory McIlroy, is he still involved at all, or did he just walk?
Yeah, he's no longer on the board. I'm sure his opinion is valued, and he might have some input, but he's not officially involved.
Okay, all right. So it's Jordan Spieth took that place?
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
So Spieth, Cantlay, and Tiger are the big guns on there. Charlie Hoffman's on the board, Webb Simpson, and Peter Malnati. And obviously there's also, you know, the directors who are not players. And they're, you know, they're the ones with the business acumen. And how that those discussions are going and what everybody's objectives are is really unclear.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, when you, Patrick Cantlay now has Joe LaCava on his back, right? And it was Tiger Woods had Joe LaCava. It seems like there is somehow a Tiger connection with Patrick Cantlay all of a sudden coming out of nowhere to be so powerful, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's from all indications, he's a very smart guy. He's very, you know, he's got a lot on the ball. I don't know where this is coming from. You know, it was my colleague Michael Rosenberg who wrote that he's in charge of the board or whatever. He's taken over. I have a hard time believing that, frankly, when you've got Tiger involved.
Yeah.
I could. It's quite possible that Cantlay has pushed back on some things, you know. And look, you want these guys to be in unison; they might not all agree. So, I mean, I certainly buy that. And Cantlay's got a mind of his own; he's got his own ideas, and it's possible that he's not in line with all these guys. But they're probably not going to disclose that to us.
Okay. Yeah. Until everything's ironed out and delivered to us on a lovely silver platter. Let's go from what's happening in the politics of the PGA Tour and PIF and the Saudis, et cetera, et cetera. This is something you mentioned it earlier. This is something that impacts all of us. The golf rollback, the golf ball rollback, making the golf ball travel shorter distances is the bottom line, I think. I get kind of confused because I thought, okay, they've made a decision. They're going to do this. And then a couple days later, they say, well, it's not really going to happen until the 2028. And then for the recreational player, it'll be in 2030. So it seems like they keep pushing the dates back. Am I reading that wrong?
Yeah, no, you did not. They did push the date back. I mean, it was supposed to be 2026. There would have been, you know, a local rule. You and I would have still played with the same golf ball now, but the pros would have been expected to go with the rollback ball. They decided that there was too much pushback on that, so they decided, nope, it's going to be one ball for everybody, but we're going to give it more time. And I kind of get that. I mean, it seems too long. to wait 2028 for the pros. It's still four more years. I mean, for you and me, six. I mean, that's why I think for the vast majority of people who play golf, recreational golfers, 90% plus, this is no big deal. It's maybe 95%. I mean, do you know anybody that you play golf with or that plays golf who plays a golf ball they found in the woods or in a lake? If you're doing that, then you've just admitted that you're not really all that concerned about the quality of that golf ball and how far it flies. I know from my own experience, I'm not hitting the ball in the center of the club face every time. I'm hitting it on the toe. I'm hitting it on the heel. I'm not hitting it straight. The ball speeds that are being tested here that we're talking about, the swing speeds, are very high. It's like 125 miles an hour. That's where the impact lies. If you're between, like, say, 110 and 125, you might see some small difference. Most male amateur golfers are under 100 miles per hour. Like, it's like 97 or something like that. I mean, if you look at the data, this affects so few people. 5 yards? I mean, you know, I might be able to get those 5 yards back if I'm in better shape if I work on my swing speed.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, if everything were the same, I'm losing 5 yards. And most of the time, you know, that's the other thing. Do we all hit it as far as we say? Most people don't know how far they hit it. Oh, yeah, I hit my drive 250. You know, you probably hit it 250 twice out of 14 driver tee shots on a golf. Out of the par fives and par fours. Maybe twice you catch it and you hit it 250. The rest of the time, you're probably hitting it 230 or 235. So, like, that 5 yards is probably going to impact you on the 250-yard drive. Not so much on the other drives because you didn't strike it squarely. So that part of it, I don't get the angst over that. The pro part of it, I understand. Like, I don't want to try to act like I know that this is, like, not going to be difficult for them or not going to be an issue. These guys are so dialed in, and they put so much time into getting all their specs right that if they have to play with a ball that flies less, there's going to be an adjustment. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, I say that, and how many times does a tour pro show up on a Monday of a tour week with new irons in his bag? He's hardly even played them. So they do this anyway. You know, so I'm sort of like, let's wait and see. There's way too much fear out there, I think, about all this.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're saying that. The part of me, I thought they were delaying because the equipment companies wanted to get rid of their old stock before. Because how many?
Exactly.
Right? How many? I just know there are warehouses full of golf balls that haven't been sold
yet.
Well,
but I mean, that's the other thing. Like, if you and I were to stock up on Pro V1s right now, in 6 years or 4 years' time, a golf ball sitting around in your garage is not going to be the same either. They lose some of their vitality over time. So, like, even that is kind of silly. You know, we're going to be able to play it into 2019, I guess it is, or, I mean, 2029.
Right.
We're going to be able to play. But, I mean, like, hopefully by that time people are transitioning. You know, and that there's a way forward for that to happen. You know, that's easy. I don't pretend to say that this is easy on the manufacturers. Although they have specs for a ball that flies shorter, I don't think that's going to be that big of a deal. And they're probably doing them a favor overall that they're not going to have to make two types of balls.
Yeah, that's a good point.
If we had the local rule, we would be playing with the same ball. The pros would not. It would create some issues in terms of, let's say I became a good player and I wanted to go play in the USAM. I'd have to play that ball. Well, now I'd have to adjust to it. Now that's not going to be an issue. If I'm a young player coming up in the game in the next couple of years, I think I'd want to learn how to play that new ball as soon as I could.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So. Get used to it and just go with it. Yeah, you know, talking with you, is so wonderful. Bob Herrig, it seems like it's been way too long. I look forward to our next conversation. Is there something, you know, that you really wanted to get out because we've been talking about? I mean, I understand why they want the, why the USJ and the RNA want to roll back the ball. You know, we only have so much real estate, and it's hard to expand golf courses. The maintenance of that is tremendously expensive. All of that makes sense. And if you put all of that in context with, you know, dialing back, and you probably, as you said, you're not going to notice. All of us out there, we're not going to notice. And so let's all chill just a little bit.
Exactly.
Thank you, Bob Herrig, senior golf writer, Sports Illustrated, and author of Tiger and Phil, Golf's Most Fascinating Rivalry. It's out in paperback, and it would make a great, great holiday gift. Thank you so much, Bob.
Thanks a lot for having me. Have a great day.
You too. Aloha. Max Novina, the executive director, Century Tournament of Champions, is with us next. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Where the best start their year, the Century returns to Maui at the Plantation Course at Kapalua for the PGA Tour's opening drive. Come witness an elite field of PGA Tour players like John Rahm, Colin Morikawa, and Xander Schauffele. As the race for the FedEx Cup begins, keiki are admitted for free, and Hawaii residents can enjoy the discounted Kama'aina ticket presented by Mauna Loa. Witness the action at the Century January 4th through 7th. Buy tickets at thecentury.com.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Ivalay. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view? You'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Golf club tip number 81. Don't throw your bag in the pond. You'll want your car keys and wallet when driving home. Now, back to the golf club with Danielle Tucker.
And let's bring him in, the executive director, the Century, Max Novina. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Aloha, Danielle. Great to be with you. What a incredible week in the game of golf.
Yes.
It was fun listening to you and Bob talk about the golf ball rollback.
Well, everybody's nervous, and, you know, it's not like you're going to be hitting bricks.
That would be
a problem. Yes, go ahead.
I love the game. I'm one of those tech geeks when it comes to the game. I have a launch monitor, a GC3, and I've worked so hard over the years to literally optimize spin rate, launch angle, path, base. I've worked hard to pair up the golf ball with my golf swing, and it's going to be really interesting to see the impact over the next couple of years.
Yeah, and it's like years from now, so we can all, like I said, chill just a little bit. I think given your knowledge, you're going to be happy. and we're all going to be playing the same ball. It's going to be okay. The Century announced a $1 million donation to Maui United Way for youth mental health resources. Century Malama Keiki Initiative will be a collaborative and community effort. This is amazing. Maui is our ohana, a Century community, and in the face of the wildfires, we knew we had to help. That's from Pete McPartland, the Century chairman and CEO. The Century Malama Keiki Initiative is our response to the urgent need for mental health support among Maui's youth, especially in Lahaina and West Maui, helping them cope, heal, and recover from the trauma of this unprecedented disaster. Such love. I mean, talk about connected communities. I'm just so thankful. Thank you. Please give him my thanks.
Absolutely. And like you said, true love, true aloha. In 2024 and certainly beyond, we're playing for a much, much higher purpose. And we've thought a lot about that responsibility. Century, you've heard me say it, just one of the most dedicated, committed, and caring title partners on the PGA Tour. And we're just so thankful that we can show up for our community and specifically for our keiki here on Maui. With the holidays, you know, fast approaching, and it still being a very, very fluid situation, you know, we think that these programs and helping to address some of these challenges and issues will go a long way to helping everybody recover and rebuild and move forward.
Yeah, and feel good about themselves. You know, children take on so much responsibility. You know, in a divorce, a child often blames him or herself for somehow causing mom and dad to split up. And we don't think about that. You know, we don't think about how what the child is worried about, you know, and that's something that you really need to bring it out and help them cope with not only what's happened, but with their own insecurities about how they could have somehow contributed in a better way. And it's funny, you know, it's funny because we don't remember what we were like when we were kids. If we could only do that, well, the world would be so much easier. But I'm just so thrilled what this Century is doing for Maui and understanding how important it is to be a partner.
Well, and I think when you think of the game of golf and what the game, what the PGA Tour, our players, our partners can do, it really is our mission is to help take care of our communities. And so you know, we certainly want to entertain and inspire and you know, bring the best players in the world to one of the most beautiful places, but at the end of the day, it's really about giving back to the communities and the places that that host us. And so we're 26 days and counting, and we're just laser focused on delivering the best possible event for Maui and for golf fans around the world.
Yeah. You know, 26 days and 26 minutes. I'm watching the clock count down. You can go to thecentury.com. That's where you'll see the tickets and the tournament info, and you can sign up to be a volunteer, look at some of the history. Now, we've got some young guns that are going to be there, and Ludvig Åberg is one of them, the young man who just, you know, won rookie season on the PGA Tour, top 10 finishes, and then culminating in his first career victory at the RSM Classic. Fantastic. And he's going to be there, right? He committed?
Absolutely. I mean, top to bottom, the field is one of the best in the game. To have Ludvig Åberg in our field, especially winning the final event at the RSM, that was preceding his appearance in the Ryder Cup, where, you know, he played fantastic. It's, you know, it's a great ad as part of that. You know, young rising stars like Tom Kim, Vincent Norman, Heath Degala are all in the field and committed.
Yeah, and Tom Kim's a character. He's somebody, he's got such personality. And Saeed Tagala, I love watching him play. He's like, when you talked about all the things you do to prepare and to get to know your game, you know, he looks so dialed in. Well, they all do. But there's something about Saeed that just seems to be more, you know, very, very, very focused, very linear. And it's just wonderful. I can't wait to be there at the plantation course on Maui. Yes.
Yeah. Well, and like you said, I mean, Tom Kim's such a personality. What a lot of people may not know is his tremendous work ethic. And I observed last year, he was the first player at the golf course every single morning, and also the last to leave every single evening. And I was really impressed by that work ethic. To your point, you know, Saeed, such a academic almost in and around the game. But
yes.
I think what has really struck me is his humility and his how prideful he and his family and his team are about what he's accomplished. So we're beyond excited to have just tremendous players and tremendous people. Like Tom and like Saeed in our field.
Yeah, this is wonderful. And I was watching a really wonderful interview with Jason Day. I'm going back to the $1 million donation to Maui United Way for the youth mental health resources that the Century has provided or is providing. As a kid, he was 12 when he lost his dad. His dad died. And he said he never had a chance to emotionally understand it all. Never talked about it, right? And he became a pretty rebellious teenager. And now he's, you know, became world number one in golf for a while. And it's just, it's wonderful to see him open up something he had not talked about. And that's what is so important for kids, to be able to talk about what's going on for them, how they're feeling, and get their thoughts out. And sometimes they can't even do it with their parents because, you know, it's hard to talk to your parents sometimes. So this is, it's wonderful that the Century Malama Keiki Initiative collaborative and community effort is going to be happening. Thank you very much to Century.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And it's really even, I think, a shift within our community in general, whether it be, you know, Jason speaking very personally, perhaps yourself, perhaps myself, mental health for kids and for adults, we're just in a different place today than we were 5 years, 10 years, 30 years ago. And, you know, it is now one of the most important initiatives. And I think it's, you know, it's incredible that communities have embraced these kinds of challenges. So we're working together to address them.
Awesome. Awesome. Max Novina, Executive Director of PGA Tour. I'm going to see you pretty soon. It's like, you know, days away. I've got to start packing.
Yeah, we can't wait. We've had a run of just incredible weather. The golf course looks fantastic. Kudos to Alex Nakajima and Andrew Redman, the superintendent. The build is going up. It looks really, really tight, and the response from the community has been overwhelming. So we're going to have a great crowd and deliver a great experience for all.
Awesome. It's the 2023 Century Tournament of Champions, celebrating its 25th year on Maui when the event returns to Kapalua in January. This year's tournament kicks off the calendar year with one of golf's most exceptional fields, featuring the top 30 players from the FedEx Cup playoffs points list, along with those who qualified by winning a 2022 PGA Tour event. Thank you so much for being in the clubhouse with me. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Danielle. Aloha.
Aloha. All right, we're coming back with somebody who's been in this game, and he's a fighter, just a fighter. And I am so impressed with Steve DiMeglio, senior writer, retired, with Golf Week and USA Today, and we'll be back with him right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, 21724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Got a shutter bug in your life? Pro Camera Hawaii has just what you need. Pro Camera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer. With in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items. Pro Camera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates. Pro Camera Hawaii has it all. Now at Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories.
Poipu Bay on Kauai, South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Buy tickets now for the Sony Open and lift up Keiki, Kupuna, and families here in Hawaii. Link arms with Friends of Hawaii Charities and Hawaii Community Foundation to show your support to Islanders. Give aloha. Help a lot. Get your tickets now for the Sony Open in Hawaii. Together, we can kokua. Tickets and more are available now at SonyOpenInHawaii.com. That's SonyOpenInHawaii.com. Give aloha. Help a lot.
And you've got one of those shutter bugs? Pro Camera Hawaii has the no tax on Canon cameras day today. No tax on Canon cameras today at Pro Camera Hawaii. They're in the Pearl Kai Shopping Center. All right. And we have, you know, speaking of a gift, we have two tickets. That would be, you know, two certificates for you to play with a friend at Poipu Bay. You've got to be the ninth caller to win, and the number to call is 808-545-1111.
Got my new book, Three Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Let's bring him in. Steve DiMeglio, senior writer, retired, Golf Week and USA Today. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hello, Danielle. How are you doing?
Hey, listen to you, Steve DiMeglio. Just back from the Hero World Challenge. That must have been an amazing, amazing weekend for you.
Oh, it was a great week. You know, I hadn't seen Tiger Woods in about a year and a half. Since my diagnosis of cancer, and it was great to see him, great to see all the other players, great to see the caddies, hook up with some of the media guys I haven't seen. So, yeah, it was, that's basically what I went to. You know, golf was secondary. I wanted to go see the guys.
Right. Yes.
And then the weather was perfect, and the golf was very good as well. So it was a very good week.
Yes. And standing next to Lexi.
Well, yeah, Lexi was playing in the Pro-Am. Always good to see Lexi. You know, we've been doing that now on and off. I'd say I think I've got like 10 pictures, and we do it each time. And to see how much taller she is than I am. I'd never got a photo of when I was taller than she was, but there was a time.
When she was 12?
Yeah, that was the first time I met her. She was 12 years old playing in the U.S. Women's Open.
Wow, isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
Do you know that the last time we had a chance to talk, it was 2021, and Will Zalatoris, a non-member of the PGA Tour, right? He got Player of the Year. Rookie of the Year in 2021. Charles Howell, I think, did it. I don't know the date. It's the Arnold Palmer Award?
Yeah.
Yeah, Rookie of the Year.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Will Zalatoris, is he okay? I mean, the last time I saw his scoreboard, he was like 12 over.
He has some serious back issues. That was his first tournament in a long time.
Okay.
He had back operation. And, you know, as golfers have told me over the years, you can deal with a knee problem, you can deal with elbow problems, you can deal with wrist problems, pretty much while knowing what's going to happen. With the back, you just don't know. Just ask Tiger Woods. He could write a whole book on dealing with a bad back. So hopefully he gets it straightened out, gets everything going back to being Will Zalatoris again, because he's a very fine player. Hopefully he keeps mending and keeps getting better from a bad back.
Thank you very much. I understand. I had back surgery, so I totally understand. And it is something you just have to, maybe like 2 years down the road. It takes a long time for everything to come back together again. And you have to learn how to move without angering.
Yeah.
Because when it gets angry, it's, you know, it takes days for it to calm down. It's like you and your back, you have this relationship that you learn to communicate with. And speaking of that, you are heading into chemo infusion number 32, or have you just had that?
I had it on Thursday, yes. I was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer the day before my birthday in July of 2022. So the last tournament I covered was the Open Championship 2022. I'm having a good day today. I'm having more good days than bad now. The tumors are shrinking very small, very small increments. But I'm going in the right direction. The doctors are saying there's been no spreading. And I've got tumors, in my rectum, my colon, and the big one by my liver.
Oh, my.
And some cancerous modules in my lungs, but those are very small, and those are shrinking very well. So, yeah, I'm on a path now. I've been on for a while where I get chemo every 2 weeks. And I take other medicine pills, chemo related, that attack the tumors. So far so good. There's been no widespread spreading, and there's been reduction in the tumors, and my quality of life, it gets a little better here and there, and you just have to deal with it.
Your sense of humor, when you wrote on Twitter,
X.
Yeah, X, formerly known.
Yeah.
It's okay. Heading to chemo infusion number 32, number worn by the greats, including Jim Brown, Julius Erving, Koufax, Magic, Shaq, Carl Malone, McHale, Bill Walton, Franco, Marcus Allen, and Steve Carlton. You bring a sense of humor to this, and I think that is so important.
It is. You can't dwell on it, because that does you no good. And I started getting into this number thing in sports numbers worn, but whatever chemo infusion number I'm having. So 33 is the next one, and there were some greats that wore that number. And I just try to associate a little bit, try to keep some people up to date about what's going on. But Yeah, every 2 weeks, get the chemo, and, you know, it used to be really bad, you know, what I call chemo aftermath.
Mm.
But, you know, Friday was a bad day, but today has been very, very good. So, you know, the body's getting used to chemo being in there most all the time, and hopefully it continues to attack the tumors, and can live a little longer than I hope to.
Yeah, right on. And that's where I'm at. I follow you all the time. It's Steve DiMeglio on X, formerly known as Twitter. I can't help myself. So, you know, I was also really taken by something you wrote about. It's, you know, you haven't been at a tournament in a long time, and you realized how wonderful. And I think you said something to the effect of you didn't realize then how good you had it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I thought I was in heaven when I was covering Major League Baseball. And I did that for 6 years for USA Today. And then I became the golf writer. And, you know, you just don't appreciate it until it's taken from you. I can understand that saying a lot more now. Traveling around the country and occasionally going out of the country to cover golf, I had it. It was the best job in the world. I couldn't have asked for it. If you took me back to when I was in high school, getting ready to graduate high school, what job would you want? If I would have known then what I know now, I would have said professional golf writer, and it came true. So, you know, it's the constant. You don't know what somebody's going to shoot today. You know, I'm intrigued. They're playing, you know, team play with the LPGA Tour players, PGA
yes.
Tour players, and the Grant Thornton right now.
Yes.
That's coming on. I'm intrigued. There's some fascinating golf played up from both sides, both the men and women. And, you know, you look forward to going to the Masters. You look forward to the U.S. Open, all the majors. You know, in the past, going to the Bahamas was my, you know, third best favorite tournament trip behind Masters and behind the Open Championship. And basically, I'm writing about golf. I mean, and writing about players who are far better than they are bad. I mean, the access to the players is up there. You could have asked for more as a reporter, and writing about a sport that you love to play even made it even more overwhelmingly great. So, you know, yeah, I have missed it. I don't miss looking at a blank screen before I start writing, but I have missed it. But I've gone to the players. I went to the players this year. I'll go to the players again. I could basically, now that I'm retired, go to anyone I want. So depending on my health, we'll see how it goes.
That's wonderful. And I hope we talk when you're there. Okay?
Yeah, sure.
Awesome. Steve DiMeglio, retired writer, golf writer, but always, always a golf writer. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse this morning.
You betcha. Thank you.
Thank you. Aloha. Coming back with Keith Hirschlin. Keith Hirschlin is way far away in Abu Dhabi. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Eveleigh. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore.
Where the best start their year. The Century returns to Maui at the Plantation Course at Kapalua for the PGA Tour's opening drive. Come witness an elite field of PGA Tour players like John Rahm, Colin Morikawa, and Xander Schauffele. As the race for the FedEx Cup begins, take here admitted for free, and Hawaii residents can enjoy the discounted Kama'aina ticket presented by Mauna Loa. Witness the action at the Century January 4th through 7th. Buy tickets at thecentury.com.
Do you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing? Schedule a session with Coach Claude Brusso, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. It's the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and two-time ASPGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning? Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or book with him at WaileaGolf.com. That's 808-856-9458. Have more fun and stop paying for lunches.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And Keith Hirschland, author, Emmy Award-winning sports television producer, producing live tournament TV, right in there, he was one of the first 40 people to be hired at Golf Channel in 1995. And he was invited to come out to work on a golf show in Abu Dhabi. And he was over there having a grand time. He's also got a new book out, and it's Murphy Murphy and the Case of the Commission on Clichés. He's written many books. Cover Me, Boys, I'm Going In. It was one of those books you want to read following Hirschland's stories as he kind of witnesses the creation of the sports networks and works alongside the legends of broadcasting. Big Flies, The Flower Girl Murder, Murphy Murphy, A Mystery, and then Song Girl, of course. Now we've got Murphy Murphy in the Case of the Commission on Clichés. And I was hoping that if I just kept talking, that we would have Keith Hirschland on the line, but we don't. He has not called in. I'm really disappointed because, you know, he's a fun guy to talk with, and I'm just hoping that he's having a hard time making the connection. You know, it's all the way over there in Abu Dhabi. But why don't we take a break and see if we can't get through to him? Otherwise, we're going to be joined by Bob Bupka, who is another wonderful person to talk to. And he's the voice of golf on Talk Sport, host of Musings on Golf. That's on Audio Boom. And he's also an author, Ryder Cup, Golf Greatest Event. So we'll get back with you right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls, learn the game from PJ and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
When
and Sears opened here more than 60 years ago. Who made all those signs? The Honolulu Sign Company. To 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the other side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Got a shutter bug in your life? Pro Camera Hawaii has just what you need. Pro Camera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer. With in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items. Pro Camera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates. Pro Camera Hawaii has it all. Now at Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories.
Join the fun that makes a difference at the Sony Open. PGA Tour stars hit Waialae January 8th through 14th. Jump into this wave of aloha for Hawaii charities. Register now to volunteer at SonyOpenInHawaii.com. SonyOpenInHawaii.com.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Looks like we're having some international technical difficulties trying to get through to Abu Dhabi, where Keith Hirschlin is. And I wanted to just, you know, since I can't get him on the phone, just kind of share that he was, the tournament that he was doing was the Saudi International. It's recently now a part of the Asian Tour in their schedule. It'd be the biggest event that tour ever staged and the most controversial. So he did write, and I'm going to be just sharing what he wrote. He says, let me get back to the real reason I decided to write this. It's a letter of appreciation to Scott, the higher-ups at the Asian Tour, and the incredible crew that worked the event. I've subscribed to an important philosophy my entire career. You are only as good as the people with whom you surround yourself. And those people that week in Saudi Arabia were top shelf. It was great to be reunited with them all. But it was also a treat to work with so many people that I hadn't worked with before. He also goes into the controversy swirling around the tournament. And he said, of course, because it's, you know, in Saudi Arabia, much, and I mean much, was made in the golf press as a whole and a golf Twitter specifically about the moral aspects of professional golfers accepting money and invites to play in a golf tournament sponsored by and played in Saudi Arabia. Adding fuel to the fire was the accelerant that was Greg Norman. He's in the midst of starting the rival golf league that has the major tours and the golf media up in arms. That league has very little to do with the Asian Tour. The little it does have to do is with it is, excuse me, the little it does have to do with it is money. Norman was the face behind a previous $2 million investment in the Asian Tour, and he was on site this particular week along with the Asian Tour Commissioner, CEO Cho Min Tant, and that tour's best player, Jo Young Kim, to announce an additional $1 million in support. Question Mr. Norman's motives all you want, but it doesn't change the fact that the investment is life-changing money for that tour and its players and a real boon to the golf around the world. So as you see, this has been going on for many, many years. The whole thing about, you know, live and Saudi money, and it just keeps going. And exactly how all of this will work itself out is something that we'll just have to wait and see what unfolds. And welcome into the last half hour of the Golf Club. This is the Golf Club Radio Show. My name is Danielle Tucker. And let me give you the forecast. Bob Bupka will be joining us in a few minutes. Mostly sunny, scattered showers on Kauai, isolated showers windward Maui County. The high today between 78 and 83, depending where you live. The trades are 5 to 15. Early morning land breezes and afternoon sea breezes. Tonight we'll have partly cloudy skies windward and Mocha. Isolated showers in the evening. Scattered showers after midnight. So, you know, if you're going to have a picnic out, dinner, watch the sunset, looks like you're kind of okay. Isolated showers and the scattered showers, I don't think you'll be having that. Maybe the midnight, snack overlooking the moon. I was looking up when I was on my way and I thought, God, those stars are looking absolutely incredible. It's wonderful to find some of the, different things that in the sky that you can enjoy. The trades 10 to 20 miles per hour. They're continuing with us. How about Sunday? Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, scattered showers, windward and Mocha, isolated showers on the leeward side, and the high staying to be about 78 to 83, and just love this. The lows between 65 and 70. Now, granted, I have blankets, so I'm really enjoying. I sleep really well under blankets. I hope you have blankets, too. Trade winds picking up 15 to 20 miles an hour tomorrow, and if you would like to play a round of golf, there is a 928 at Volcano where it was 56 degrees this morning, just about 6:30. Makalei has a 912 and a 1052, and the bridal party is out, girls. Just want to have fun. Yeah, may you all hit the sweet spot every time. There's a movie star on the loose with his family, chasing his kids, probably. And they're on the golf course, I think, today sometime at Poipu Bay. Yes, if you'd like to be on the course, there's an 11 o'clock, 11:50, and a 12:30. Kauai Lagoons has an 8:48. The Pearl Country Club, yeah, I don't think, maybe it's gone already, but check. 9:08 was available at Pearl Country Club. Very unusual for there to be an opening. It's usually somebody who's canceled. Turtle Bay, an 8:30, 9:16, and a 10:10. Royal Hawaiian Country Club has an 8:40 and a 9:08. Eva Beach Golf Course has a 9 o'clock. Bayview has an 8:50 and a 10:08. Wailea has, 8:50 is old. Well, 8:50 if you're very close. Emerald, 9:40, 12 o'clock. Blue, 11:20 and 11:30 and 11:50. And I've got to get to the hot irons. May you all hit the sweet spot at Maui Nui, the hot irons on the course. If you'd like to be on the course, there's a 10:48. All right, let's take our final break. And Bob Bupka will be with us right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Poipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Ivele. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore.
Where the best start their year, the Century returns to Maui at the Plantation Course at Kapalua for the PGA Tour's opening drive. Come witness an elite field of PGA Tour players like John Rahm, Colin Morikawa, and Xander Schauffele. As the race for the FedEx Cup begins, keiki are admitted for free, and Hawaii residents can enjoy the discounted Kama'aina ticket presented by Mauna Loa. Witness the action at the Century January 4th through 7th. Buy tickets at thecentury.com.
K-O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
We were partners for the Sony Open in Hawaii and the Century for years. Bob Bupka, voice of golf on Talk Sport in the UK, host of Musings on Golf on Audio Boom, and author of the Ryder Cup, golf's greatest event. Welcome into the clubhouse, Bob.
Well, people go to Hawaii for the beaches. They go for the sunshine. They go for the surfing. They also go for the best golf show in America, right here with Danielle Tucker. Pleasure is all mine.
Oh, Bob, you're so wonderful. Where do we want to stop or start? Wells Fargo leaving, John Rahm leaving, the tour not being able to get anything together. I can't believe that they're, you know, a corporation. where would you like to start?
Well, I think there's a strong movement underway. It may not have reached the Hawaiian shores yet, but there's a lot of chatter about Danielle Tucker becoming commissioner of the PGA Tour.
You know, I love you. You know, yeah, let's go straighten them out, Bob.
Boy, oh boy, what a mess.
What a mess.
Professional golf is in right now. I'm so sorry to hear it. You and I have had a relationship for over 20 years. And boy, you know, golf was pristine. Golf was a gentleman's game. People loved it. And now, God, you can't turn around without hearing something that, you know, somewhat disturbing. And, you know, John Rahm, in reality, that's a big deal. But I'll tell you what a bigger deal is. 22 million people that play the game of golf did not have a voice in the rolling back of that golf ball. I mean, it's incredible that they're doing that. I mean, I heard Lucas Glover the other day said he tested the new ball and he drove it 242 yards. I mean, Keegan Bradley said he lost 30, 40 yards.
Whoa.
I mean, this is a bigger story than they're letting on to be. And I don't know what's going to happen. People are going to get discouraged, and they're not going to play.
Do you think it's possible that, you know, we, the regular, the 95% of the golfing community, because we're not professional athletes, do you think we'll feel it?
You're definitely going to feel it. I mean, you know, they say, oh, it's only going to be 5 yards, 7 yards. Now, all you have to do, Danielle, is go to go up to Ben Hongo's teaching center there,
yeah.
And everybody that shows up, you know, they'll say to him, what can we help you with in your golf game? 99.9% are going to say, could you help me hit it further? Please help me hit it further. Now they're going to be hitting it shorter. I mean, good golly, Miss Molly.
Yeah, yeah. You know, they say that, you know, it'll be in 2028 for the professionals. It was going to be in 2030. for everybody else, and it was going to be different balls, and then they came down to just everybody's playing the same ball. So, but we're not going to have to play this new ball until 2030, but the professionals will start in 2028, which is kind of good for us because, you know, they're going to be the guinea pigs. Golf balls will be limited to travel. Yes, wait a second. Golf balls will be limited to travel 317 yards. Now, seriously.
Well,
no, but
believe
I mean,
me, with any luck in 2030,
yes,
where I'm going to be playing, I'm going to hit it as far as I want.
Yeah. See? I'm going to hit it as far as I want. Yeah. But I just think it's funny that how can they, the ball knows that, you know, it's 317 yards and it's going to drop down to the ground after that. It's all of this is making me crazy. There's three yards.
Should, but
yes.
It's making for a good radio show. I guarantee you that.
Here we go, you know, and it goes on to say, with 3 yards of tolerance via testing conditions that will increase from the current standard of 120 mile per hour swing speed to 125. Oh, dear. You know, okay, so we add this into the mix of the PGA Tour, Rom leaving, but what's hurting so much is, you know, golf played on the professional level, like the Century or the Sony Open in Hawaii, all of these tournaments generate money for a lot of nonprofits, people who take care of people who need help. And with Wells Fargo being asked to pony up $20 to $25 million to increase their sponsorship package, you know, it just seems crazy that Wells Fargo is leaving, and as a result, who's going to come in with that kind of money to then you know, take the vacuum and fill it? I just don't understand what's happening.
Well, so well said, Danielle. The charities are going to lose out, and you know, once the tour decided that they could compete with the Saudis, that was like a 20 handicapper, the PGA Tour and the Saudis being a scratch player.
Thank you.
I mean, if you got unlimited money, you do whatever you want to do. And the tour didn't recognize that at first. First, they thought there would be complete loyalty. Then they found out that the players, you know, how can John Rahm, in good conscience, turned down $600 million. That doesn't just take care of John Rahm. That takes care of John Rahm's children, John Rahm's grandchildren, John Rahm's great-children, great-grandchildren, great-great-great-great-grandchildren. I mean, his family's set for life. He can do more in the country of Spain, bringing golf to people that haven't played it with that kind of money than he could ever dream about when he turned professional. So he's in a good spot now. You can't criticize John Rahm for non-loyalty. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, everybody has a number. I bet you any amount of money that if I offered Danielle Tucker $100 million and said you have to take Saturdays off, you can't do your show, you might be tempted to take that $100 million.
Yeah, I'd make my show on Friday.
Great answer. Great answer.
We're not going to stop. No, no, but you're right. Everybody's, you know, $600 million. And he likes the team. You know, he likes the idea of a team, and I can see how, you know, he could team up with somebody from Spain. And then it becomes kind of a, you know, an international thing. So I get where he's coming from completely. I just have a hard time that this has become all about the money.
The money, the money, the money. Cause of all evil, and... you know, quite frankly, John Rahm liking the team aspect, that That's like telling me somebody loves ice cream and now they're going to get a little fudge syrup on the top. I mean, the thing is the ice cream.
Yeah.
Same thing, if John Rahm never played the team event the rest of his life, he wouldn't care. He's got 600 million. You imagine it's 300 million people in the United States. He could give every one of us $1 million and he'd still have plenty left.
Well, John.
Here's my address.
Where are you? Changing the subject completely because I want to, I love the Grant Thornton Invitational this week. I was watching this morning. It was actually yesterday's play, but I would, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. I turn on the TV, whatever I've recorded, and I'm watching Nelly Korda and Tony Finau, right? And they're having fun. I've wanted this kind of male female competition where a team format. I think this is great. It's a really good thing. We need more of this.
I agree wholeheartedly with you. It's a different for both the LPGA players and for the PGA Tour players. I think it's refreshing. I think it's entertaining. They deserve a lot of credit for taking the initiative to put this type of event on. And I think today and tomorrow are going to be very exciting.
Yeah. Exactly. And I think the women learn and the men learn a lot from each other's game. And you become more confident when you're playing up against someone or with someone. Like the pairing of Korda and Finau. It's sort of like, okay, look at how he's doing this. And the women's game is so clean and so beautiful. I'm sure there's a little bit of learning from each other that's going on as they compete against their other teams. It's really a lot of fun. I just lost my page that shows the pairings, but another pairing, and then she goes, we're kind of running, they're not, the star players like a Finau, Korda, because Nelly Korda and Tony Finau, and she said, "But we're holding our own." I was like,
"Oh yeah,
yeah."
LPGA players are very, very talented golfers, and they're only getting better. I envision maybe 20 years from now, maybe less, they'll be the equal members of the PGA Tour. The only thing that separates them, distance. And if the golf ball is going to take away the distance, then there is going to be no separation.
I love how you brought the golf ball back in. That's perfect. There is going to be no separation. We're all going to be playing the same ball. And yes, so we're all equally handicapped, right?
Yeah, well, I got the new slogan, we're all playing the same ball, but we're not having a ball.
Oh, dear. So anything else that, that really, when are you going to come to Hawaii again? Can you make it over here?
Boy, it could not be soon enough, believe me.
Yeah.
Some of the great times that I've spent covering professional golf have been right there on Maui, right there in that cart barn on Saturday morning at 7 a.m., coming in with a cup of coffee and going on the air with Danielle Tucker and Mark Rolfing. And it was just a blast. I look forward to it year after year after year. And, boy, I got to give a shout-out to Century because they are doing one heck of a job as the title sponsor of that event. I mean, they really, really are good people.
Yes, they absolutely are. They have been very good friends to the folks on Maui. Just you know, recovering doesn't quite say it, you know, dealing with doesn't, it's impossible for us to even understand what it's like to have the entire world disrupted and everything taken away. I mean, when I think about all my treasures, you know, that you hold on to because they mean something for you and for your children and for their children. It's just really hard. You need to tell us a little bit about Musings on Golf. Tell us about your show.
Well, I teamed up with Kelly Elbin, who used to be the media director for the PGA of America, a very knowledgeable guy, very talented. And we get special guests on, and recently we had Jim Nance on, and he shared a story with us. You know, Jim Nance broadcast with Ken Venturi for a good number of years, and when Ken Venturi passed away, Jim was surprised to learn that Ken Venturi had given Jim Nance his golf cart that he used at Pebble Beach. And Jim said, boy, did I love that. He said, it had all these speakers on it, and it only played Frank Sinatra songs. And he said, I would drive around Pebble Beach in Ken Venturi's golf cart with Frank Sinatra blaring out, and people would come and sing along.
Oh.
And he said, in the glove box of that golf cart was the last glove, golf glove, that Ken Venturi ever won, along with a scorecard and a pencil. He had everybody crying. That's the type of guest that we love to get on Musings on Golf. And guess what? Coming up in 2024, Danielle Tucker is going to be one of our guests.
I would love to be a guest on your show. I'm not sure that I could come up with anything quite as wonderful as the story you just told us. We have time for one other guest that you've had on the show. Can you tell us about somebody else?
Oh, my God. The list is
long.
So long. We had, I tell you, we had Ken Green, a professional golfer
yes.
that won five times on the PGA Tour, involved in a horrific automobile accident. He lost his wife. He lost his brother. He lost his leg. And he said, Bob, tell your listeners, don't sweat any small stuff. He's trying to rehab now and get to be the best one-legged golfer on the planet, and with his attitude and devotion and desire, don't count him out.
That's awesome. Ken Green, thank you so much, Bob Bubka, for being inside the clubhouse. I miss your voice. Bob Bubka, author, The Ryder Cup, golf's greatest event. Host, Musings on Golf. It's on Audio Boom. And the voice of golf on Talk Sport in the UK. Thanks for being inside the clubhouse, Bob.
My pleasure, Danielle. God bless everybody on Maui as they recover from that horrific fire.
Thank you. And a big shout out to Janice for me, okay?
And you got it. Without Janice, there is no Bob.
Exactly. And we're going to close the show thanking our sponsors. Aloha, Bob Bubka. And the golf club sponsors are the Century, officially kicking off the PGA Tour 2024 season at Kapalua's Plantation Course. On the Plantation Course on Maui, it's January 4th through the 7th. Get your tickets now. Just go to Century, okay? It's right here on my computer. Just go to thecentury.com. You'll see the tickets and you'll see the tournament info, and you'll see the volunteer opportunities and the history. Pro Camera Hawaii, quality cameras to capture the memories. They're now in the Pearl Kai Shopping Center, and now today there is the no tax on Canon cameras. That's Pro Camera Hawaii. Aloha Power Equipment, your landscape superstore. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. We put power at your fingertips. The Honolulu Sign Company, yes, branding banks and shopping centers and business and hotels since 1939. Please brand yours. That's the Honolulu Sign Company. The Aloha Section, PGA, teach your children to play golf. It is the gift that lasts forever. And one gentleman way far away in Uganda, he has started a school for children, and they are learning the game of golf because he says it's important for their future, because they open doors. The knowing, the knowledge of golf opens doors. The Sony Open in Hawaii, PGA Tour Golf Tournament, of course, starting January 8th to the 14th, 2024 at Wailea Country Club here on Oahu. It's the Sony Open in Hawaii. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. You're listening to The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2023.